If Senate and House conferees on the rail bill have their way, tomorrow's floor votes will clinch a strategy to shift the deficit cost of rail onto visitors. On Friday, the conference committee agreed on the plan to increase the transient accommodations tax to 12% from its current 9.25 rate. Meanwhile, officials at the Honolulu Authority for Rapid Transportation were scurrying to conclude the recovery plan due to the Federal Transportation Authority yesterday. Krishnaya Murthy is HART's Interim Executive Director and CEO, and he joins us by phone. Hi there.
Aloha.
Aloha. Thank you for making time for us. Now, the point of the report was to convince, or is to convince, the FTA that the project can be completed as originally intended, and cost is certainly a big part of that fact. How heavily does the recovery plan rely on the positive result in the floor votes in the conference committee version of SB 1183?
Well, as you rightfully said, the recovery report is not just financial aspect only. It also has other components related to the design and construction of the project. However, it is true that finance is a key component of the project recovery, and that gap that is needed to finish the project has to come from revenue sources, which are going to be identified by the state legislature and ultimately approved by the city council, signed by the mayor. So it is still at this point a little uncertain as to what are all those actions are going to be and how much funding gap will that be.
As you're waiting, and then we won't have long to wait because it's going to happen tomorrow, but is there a sense that, you know, the FTA is also holding in abeyance the plan until obviously it finds out what happens tomorrow and whether that will be a successful funding source?
I do have some good news to you on that respect. In fact, the current 2017 omnibus appropriation bill does have the $244 million, which is the last component of the $1.55 billion in the budget, which is going to be in front of the Congress on Wednesday. It appears like the budget has been negotiated and go through the Congress and then will be signed into law by the President. That means the FTA commitment of $1.55 billion will be there to this project.
Regardless of what happens tomorrow?
No, that's a decision that the FTA has to make. What happens tomorrow, then the city and the city council need to find sources of revenue that can be dedicated to complete this project. And if we can, with the help of the city, articulate that we have a dedicated source of funding to the project, FTA will, in all probability, have no problem in going along with the approval.
What about the management and technical capacity to be able to complete the project? Because that's drawn a lot of fire over the last several years, too.
You are absolutely correct on that point. We have, in the past few months, worked very hard to address the issue of core capacity of the management as well as the core capacity of the technical people. And we have, in the report, articulated some of the good, strong strengths we have in terms of some of the key people. And we also identified an approximate timeline as to when some of the important vacancies that we have are going to be filled in. As a matter of fact, we are in the process of interviews of several individuals at this point. On the other part of project management itself is concerned, we have made a significant improvement in project control and how the project will be run by a rigorous schedule from here on, and also the risk management, how we are going to assess the risk, how do we do the risk assessment, risk containment, parallel with the cost containment and cost management.
And what would you say some of the key features of the new approach would be?
The new approach is a couple of things. One is, as you rightfully pointed, having the right technical people on the front line to address the issues that we are facing. And now the project is going to be schedule-driven. All the tasks that are necessary to complete the project are on the schedule. So people in the field have clearly identified schedule for the week, for the month, or the year to come, so they can closely follow the construction and make sure that they are following the schedule as agreed upon. If not, we have the opportunities to sit down, see what workarounds we can come up with in order to keep the project on schedule.
And what about looking for further cost savings? Have you found additional?
We are looking at several of the areas where we can contain the cost. One of the best cost containments that we can do is making sure that the contractors can go with full speed and finish the job as scheduled, so that way there won't be any changes or delays to the project. So that's one area which we are concentrating on. We are also doing value engineering on the airport guideway and segment, and we will be doing the same thing with the city center.
When you say value engineering, for people who are not well-versed in this, what do you mean?
Value engineering means just cut costs, either by means and methods by which we do the construction, or by coming with some alternative designs that can be more efficient, at the same time cheaper at cost. For example, the guideway design. Do we need this kind of heavy girders, or can we go with a much better optimized design to cut the cost? Those are the things we'll be looking at.
So really, when we talk about the design as originally intended, there really is not necessarily the full originality of it there maintained. You're really looking at perhaps making changes to it, but not anything substantive. I mean, it's still going to be fixed guideway. It's still going to be all that was originally intended.
The guideways, aerial guideway, is definitely given. So how efficiently we can design it and how efficiently we can construct it, how fast we can do it, those are the things we'll be doing it without sacrificing the quality or the safety of the project.
But just to be clear, so because people have heard so much in the last couple of months about what might be, what could be, others offering up ideas, that you're still not talking about something that's at grade?
No, we are not. But I think we have clearly articulated why at grade is not functional to this project at this time.
Going forward, if everything, you know, if you have dominoes falling the way that you hope they will, with both the floor votes tomorrow and then what happens with the appropriations in Congress, then you're looking at being able to complete this all the way to Ala Moana by December 2025?
Correct. That is the schedule. You're right.
And as you look at it now, and as you look at this recovery plan, because, you know, you can bring it up and anybody can go look at it as of today, but it's, you know, 250 pages. That's a lot of pages asking people to read, or even just the 5-page summary without some details. Do you find that there are certain things in this plan that you would point people to particularly pay attention to in assessing how the project goes forward?
We have, for example, the sections on risk management. We have a section on cost containment. We have also written on the way forward that we are going to have our project plan. All of those are in the appendices. So I think if they look at the history of the project to get the background, and then look at the sections that we have for cost containment, risk management, and project controls, that will give an idea of how we are going to manage the project from here on to completion.
I wish we had more time, but we need to run away. I understand we have to have an EAS test momentarily. I want to thank you for the time today.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Krishnamurti is HART's Interim Executive Director and CEO. He comes from L.A., where he was the Executive Director of Transit Project Delivery for L.A. Metro. He has a 40-plus year career in rail transit. We'll see what happens tomorrow with the floor votes in the House and Senate, and what happens, of course, in Congress.